Hello everyone, welcome back. It's me, Christopher.
And it's me, Laura. I'm looking for something. Have you seen my wallet somewhere?
No, I have not.
Did you take it?
No. I don't need your wallet. I just need your money.
Well, the thing is, I just applied a new credit card, and if I lose my wallet, my new credit card is inside. Somebody might use it. I don't know. What am I going to do?
Well, we can teach you what to do.
Oh, really? Like, what, teach me how to find my wallet? That's a really cool lesson. Yeah, how do we do that?
Not teach you how to find your wallet, but teach you how to replace a lost card.
But I want my wallet back.
Well, maybe I know where it is, maybe I don't.
Okay, you have to help me find it after the show.
Okay. Almost promised.
Okay, so today we're going to... Well, yeah, if I don't find my wallet, then I probably have to get it replaced, right?
Right.
Like my card.
Right.
Okay, well, let's take a look at today's lesson and find out more about how to replace a lost card.
Okay, we'll look. We'll look.
Reading. Replacing a lost card.
Welcome to Star Bank. How may I help you?
I think I lost my credit card, so I need to cancel it.
Yes, that's a good idea. We can check to see if someone found your card. First, we need to verify your account. May I have your full name and date of birth?
Of course. I'm Brian Smith, and my birthday is March 24th, 1987.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. No one has returned your card. Can you remember the last time you used your card?
I think that I used it to buy groceries last night. It was about 8 o'clock. I must have dropped it while I was walking home.
Okay, I've canceled your card. For your information, no purchases were made after you went shopping last night, so all your money is safe. Would you like us to issue a new card?
Yes. Could you tell me how long it will take to get it replaced?
It should be ready in about 30 minutes. You can have a seat in the lobby, and I will let you know when your new card is ready.
Great. Thank you for all your help today.
Okay, so let's get started on this TOEIC box.
Let's get started.
All right. It begins with a teller talking. Welcome to Star Bank. How may I help you?
Okay. How may I help you? 所以一开始呢，我们当然就知道呢，可能是这个银行员 bank teller 在讲话，他就说 How may I help you? 就是我可以怎么样协助您吗？那其实常常我们会听到这样子一个句型 May I help you? 或者是呢，在服饰店里面，我们常常也会听人家问到 Usually at a clothing store maybe or the salesperson might ask you May I help you find anything? Or can I help you find anything? 我可以帮你找些什么啊？Or sometimes when you're at a hotel,
right?
Now the hotel clerk might ask you, "How may I be of service?" Polite. 意思就是说你需要什么服务吗？ And I also want to mention a little bit the difference between can and may.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people will ask me about that.很多人常会想要知道这个 may 和 can 的一些就是问句呢有什么不同。基本上呢 may is more polite.
Right.
就是它比较有礼貌。像是呢如果你跟长辈要讲话的时候呢你可能就要用 may. But if you're talking to your friends, I think may is a little bit too polite. Like you would just simply use can, right?
Yeah. Well, when I grew up, I was taught... May is asking for permission, and can is a possibility. So I would ask the teacher, can I go to the bathroom? And they would say, well, can you? And so then I'd be like, may I go to the bathroom? And they'd say, yes, you may.
I get it. So may 通常就是在问询问一些 permission, 就是说可不可以允许让我去做这件事情。可是 can 就是可你会不会做这件事情。所以如果你要上厕所你就直接说 may I go to the bathroom and not can I go to the bathroom because everybody can go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
Okay, so how does Brian answer the bank teller?
Well, Brian says, I think I lost my credit card, so I need to cancel it.
Uh-oh, 所以 Brian 他可能把他的 credit card 也就是信用卡给弄丢啦。Now, when you lost something that is basically the past tense of
lose,
L-O-S-E. So, 它的动词三态就是 lose, lost, lost.
Right.
Okay, for example, I could say, I often think I lose my keys, but actually they're always in my bag somewhere.
Or I think that I lost my keys, but they actually were...under the table.
Yeah,
which happens.
That's probably where I left my wallet. Anyway.
Good luck.
Okay, 那相信大家都知道 credit card 是什么，就是信用卡。那不过呢，在这边也顺便大家整理一下，通常我们在 wallet 就是皮夹会装什么样的卡呢？像是金融卡的英文就是 ATM card. And what else would you find in a wallet? Maybe your
driver's license.
Your driver's license.
Health insurance card.
Health insurance card.
Business cards for places you like.
Okay, oh, 就是名片 that's true. And your ID card, 还有身份证 Oh, that's really cool. Okay, and basically, so when we go to see a doctor, you will need a health insurance card.
Yes, I have one of those.
Right, and oh, I know, the MRT Easy card.
Oh, yo-yo card.
Yo-yo card,
I love the yo-yo card. I like how convenient it makes everything.
Right, so Brian lost his credit card, and that's why he would need to...cancel it, right?
Right. And cancel is a verb. It means to decide that something planned in advance will not happen or to state that you wish not to receive something. So in this case, he would like to stop. He got this card to use for purchases.
Right.
And he's like, I need to cancel it, which means stop it from being able to be used.
Mm.
So, first example.We had to cancel our wedding anniversary party because one of our children came down with the flu. So here we mean cancel an event that was planned. And then our other example, this would be like on the phone.
Right.
I'd like to cancel my next doctor's appointment as I will be out of town on that day. So this is another similar thing, just like canceling a planned event or planned thing.
So cancel 其实有着撤销或者是取消这样的意思。像是如果呢，你要把一个就是订单啊，或者是你订的餐要取消，就可以说 please cancel my order.
Mm-hmm.
Or 如果你是在网络上订书的话，可能呢你就要在网络上做这个 cancel 的动作。If you subscribe online, you can cancel at any.Time. 那另外刚刚 Chris 有说你可以 cancel an event 就是可以把预定好的一些活动甚至于像是机票吗还有跟这个约看医生的时间呢等等都可以取消 So you can also cancel a dinner reservation
Right, or your flight can be cancelled because of the bad weather
Or you talked about canceling an appointment with a dentist or a doctor
Yeah
Okay, so what happens next?
Well, we should spell it real quick It's C-A-N-C-E-L C-A-N-C-E-L Cancel Okay, so the teller says Yes, that's a good idea Meaning canceling the cards We can check to see if someone found your card. First, we need to verify your account. Okay, so account is the, it's where you keep your money in a bank or other organization that can have money added to it or removed from it. So that is what an account is. My bank account will have to be closed since I am leaving the country for good.My bank account will have to be closed since I am leaving the country for good, which is something I actually had to do before coming to Taiwan, and it's a pain.
They mentioned about they have to verify the account. So verify 就是核对，或者有时候叫它有着这个证实这样的意思。For example, we could not verify or confirm the rumor.那 bank account 当然就是指银行账户哦。这当然常常呢，如果你要取消这个信用卡的时候，银行员都要先确认，你就是持有信用卡本人这样子一个身份了。
Okay, to verify Brian's account, the teller says, "May I have your full name and date of birth?"
对，所以这时候当然他就问，你可以给我你的 full name， 就是全名。Now, a lot of people get this confused. Your last name or your family name 它是你的姓 okay? Like mine is Lee. Your given name 就是你的名字 which is Laura in my case. And date of birth 就是出生年月日。
Right, exactly. There is a lot of confusion with translating Chinese names to English.
Yeah.
So just remember surname, S-U-R-N-A-M-E, family name or like birth name, these mean your last name, your family name.
Right.
Okay, so Brian says, of course, I'm Brian Smith and my birthday is March 24th, 1987.
OK, 所以讲日期的方法大家有刚刚有听到 March 24th 有没有注意到呢这个日期呢的几月几日呢我们要用的是 ordinal numbers 就是序数 24th 那注意哦像是一般我们都是在这个 number 后面加上 th 不过像如果尾数是 123 像是21号就是 21st
Okay.
And then second or the third. 那1987要记得要分开念，你可以说19就是十九 ，87。So what's your date of birth? Or when is your
I like to keep it a secret.
Oh, yeah,
then people will know I'm old.
That's right.
And
okay.
And not as young as I appear.
Okay. Anyway.
All right. So the teller says, "Thank you, Mr. Smith. No one has returned your card." Well, that's kind of bad news. But she continues saying, can you remember the last time you used your card?
Oh, that's important. 就接着就要了解说，哎，你记不记得你最后一次用信用卡是什么时候呢？
And he says, I think that I used it to buy groceries last night. So grocery is a noun. Grocery is a store where food and small items for the house are sold. You could say, can you pick up some milk and bread at the grocery store?Tonight, please. So, could you pick up some milk and bread at the grocery store tonight? And we spell grocery G-R-O-C-E-R-Y. G-R-O-C-E-R-Y. Grocery.
Okay, grocery 就是食品杂货。那通常呢，我们会用groceries 就是复数形呈现，表示这个食品杂货的东西。And do you actually hear people say grocery?
I have, but I ignore it.
Okay, so yeah, you like to. Okay,
so
发音有的时候有人会讲 grocery, 但是大部分人我听到也是讲到 groceries. So some groceries are cheaper at traditional markets than supermarkets.
Right.
Okay, 所以这时候 Brian 就回想他最后一次用到信用卡，好像是他昨天用来买一些像是食品杂货的时候。
So Brian thinks for a minute and he says, "It was about 8 o'clock."I must have dropped it while I was walking home.
Okay. 所以他可能是怎么样回家走路的时候掉在路上咯。那这里他说 about 什么时间 ?Of course, we could also use nearly around 8 o'clock. 都是有大约什么时候的意思。
The teller says, okay, I've canceled your card for your information.Okay, so she says, for your information, no purchases were made after you went shopping last night, so all of your money is safe. But we see for your information.
Okay, so for your information, or sometimes we can say FYI. Okay, 它其实呢就是用来告知重要的讯息。It's used when you're providing someone with interesting or useful information in a note or an email or a message.
Right.
For example, you might read FYI or for your information, the meeting has been postponed to next week.
Actually, for your information...FYI is our shortcut for you.
Okay, check it out.
Yeah.
FYI.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, what are you doing?
Deciding which of these to cook for dinner.
I didn't know you could cook.
For your information, I happen to be an excellent cook.Chef.
I don't have any information on your cooking.
No. For your information means that someone is introducing a piece of information to you.
I see. For your information means 提供资讯给你参考。Well, for your information, I happen to love eating good food.
Really? Can you do me a favor?Which of these tastes better?
I thought you were excellent at this.
For your information, I can only cook frozen food.
So no purchases were made after you went shopping last night. Your purchase is used as a noun.
Right.
也就是说呢，这个昨天买完东西之后呢，都没有其他购买的记录，这个就是 purchase 的意思。所以他没有被盗刷卡哦。
So the teller asks, "Would you like us to issue you a new card?" Would you like us to issue you a new card? Issue means to give, supply, or produce something official. The school issued new ID cards to all the students on the first day of class. The school issued or gave new ID cards to all the students on the first day of class.
So issue 就是发给或者是核发这样的意思。
And he says, yes, could you tell me how long it will take to get it replaced?
Yeah.
So replace, it's another verb, and it means to take place of something or put in the place of something or someone else.
Right.
So we can go shopping for a new backpack to replace your old torn one. We can go shopping for a new backpack to replace or to swap your old torn one.
Replace 就是更换替换的意思。And guess what? The teller says it should be ready in about 30 minutes.
That's fast.
Yeah, you can have a seat in the lobby and I will let you know when the new card is ready. And what's the lobby?
A lobby is a large open space just inside the main entrance of a public building like a hotel, office building, movie theater, or here, the bank.
Yes.
Our example, let's meet in the movie theater lobby, so the big open area in the front, 30 minutes before the movie begins.
Wow, lobby 就是大厅 Only 30 minutes, that's
yes,
cool.
Yes, super fast. But Brian says, great, thank you for all of your help today. Mm. And then he goes, sits in the lobby.
Cool, and now let's go to For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, Laura, here's our For You Chat question. Have you ever lost something very important, and what did you do?
Well, it's not really my wallet. It was my puppy. I once lost, like, I didn't lose it. It just ran out somewhere. And I was so panicking. I was like, oh my God, where did it go? And it turned out that the puppy was actually home.
Oh, it like stayed in the house.
I was like, because it wasn't responding when I called its name.
Because it was in the house and you were out of the house.
Okay, what about you? Have you lost anything really important?
I've lost several things that are important numerous times. And as I get older, I just kind of go, I can't be bothered.
Really?
I mean, like, I've lost my wallet. I've lost money. I think the thing I get most upset losing is pictures, like things that cannot be replaced. You know that word,
like my puppy.
And things like money, which, you know, you use to buy things like food.
Okay.
Which I love food.
Okay, well, you guys have to think about it. Have you ever lost something very important? Mm-hmm. What did you do?
Replacing a lost card.
Welcome to Star Bank. How may I help you?
I think I lost my credit card, so I need to cancel it.
Yes, that's a good idea. We can check to see if someone found your card. First, we need to verify your account. May I have your full name and date of birth?
Of course. I'm Brian Smith, and my birthday is March 24th, 1987.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. No one has returned your card. Can you remember the last time you used your card?
I think that I used it to buy groceries last night. It was about 8 o'clock. I must have dropped it while I was walking home.
Okay, I've canceled your card. For your information, no purchases were made after you went shopping last night, so all your money is safe. Would you like us to issue a new card?
Yes. Could you tell me how long it will take to get it replaced?
It should be ready in about 30 minutes. You can have a seat in the lobby, and I will let you know when your new card is ready.
Great. Thank you for all your help today.
Vocabulary Review. Cancel.Melanie's driver's license was canceled because she caused several car accidents. Account. Shoppers sometimes open accounts on websites in order to shop online. Grocery. Jeremy bought some groceries after he found he had no food at home. Issue. The city issued the movie director a permit to film on public roads. Replace. A light bulb in Kevin's bedroom burned out, so he replaced it. Lobby. Frank met his friends in the theater's lobby before the movie started.